everyone. Welcome to the Revolution Podcast.
We're the high school ministry at the church at Rocky Peak, and we'd love for you to join us in person on Saturday nights at 5:30.
For more info about the ministry and upcoming events, find us on Instagram at HS Revolution.
We hope you enjoy this time of teaching from God's Word.
Happening, Revolution. It's nice to be here with you this Thanksgiving weekend. You guys surviving your vacation? Yeah? No? How many of you guys, it's been a nice vacation? Nice off time off of school? Anybody looking forward to school starting on Monday? Yeah. A lot of verbal no's. Some silent, quiet yeses. Some people who are like, I like being at home, but I'm ready to leave. We're so thankful that you guys are here. We're happy that you guys are here with us. We've got some cool stuff to go over. We've got a fun, kind of different night planned for us. So let me pray for our time together, and then we're going to jump into a short time of teaching and some practice that we're going to be doing today. We're going to practice a little bit of what we're talking about. Jesus, we thank you, God, that you have us here for a reason. We thank you that you knew exactly when each one of us in this room was going to be born. You knew exactly where, in what family, in what area of the world. You knew the events that would have to happen in order for us to be here today. God, and you planned ahead of time things in your word for us to see here today. Things about you and things about how we relate to you. And we ask that you would speak clearly and directly into our lives, into our hearts. God, and that your truth would form the foundation for who we are and how we live. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the keys to what life with Jesus is supposed to look like. One of the things that I think a lot of times goes missed and goes forgotten in our lives, or we just accidentally ignore it. One of the things that when we mention exactly what it is, we're all going to be like, oh yeah, I guess that, of course, that would be important. And yet we miss out so often. We miss out on the peace that would be offered to us if we were to grab this concept and really put it into practice. We miss out on the way this would influence and impact our prayer life and the way that we would be willing to pray more bold prayers if we practice this more regularly. We miss out on the way that this can change and radically shift our perspective and the way we feel about today, the way we feel about the future, and the way we feel about the past. We're going to talk about something that is really, really, truly impactful in our lived experience and yet goes forgotten so quickly and so easily for us. Today, we're going to talk about stopping and regularly saying thank you to God and how important it is, how it's talked about in scripture as something that's assumed and pointed to as a healthy behavior for us. It's one of those things that impacts us personally and impacts who we are together. That when we forget about it personally, it's really easy to feel like our lives are dominated by the things that are going differently than we would want them to go. When we're not practicing this all together collectively, it's easy to become bitter. It's easy to focus on things that don't unify us. When we're not remembering how it is that we've seen God move in our life in small ways and in big ways. And so today we're going to talk about thankfulness. One of the reasons I think this is important, I was thinking back about my day a couple days ago on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. And man, it was a busy day. How many of you guys had a busy Thanksgiving? Right? Yeah, sometimes Thanksgiving can go by. And I'm so happy that we have a time in our kind of our calendar as a culture, as a nation, that's set aside for being thankful. And yet so quickly that day just gets dominated by like the meal and family. Like it was wake up, spend a little bit of time with the kids. I made some green beans that were bussin'. Sylvana made some stuffing. It was fire. The kids were running around. We had to make sure they didn't set the house on fire. It was chaos in the house. We packed everything up. We went over to my in-law's house. While we were there, there was a bunch of family members there. One of the family members peed themselves. One of the family members yelled that they didn't like their food. One of the family members was playing clear favorites and would ignore people and only spend time with certain people. And that was all the same family member, my 3-year-old son. Yeah, that's just how it goes, you know. Joey's a bundle of joy. And it was chaos while we were there. It was good chaos, right? You get to be with family. But, you know, time is focused on the meal. Time is focused on being with each other. And by the end of the day, I realized, I was like, man, today is Thanksgiving. And other than the prayer that we all said collectively, which was a prayer split between Joey and my father-in-law, like, other than that, I don't know if I've stopped at all to be thankful. Like, I don't know if I stopped to actually, like, say thank you for anything on Thursday or on Friday. It's really easy to let that slip by and for us to miss that, even on a day that's set aside to be Thanksgiving, to be about giving thanks. It becomes about turkey and all the delicious things that make the turkey taste better. It's easy for it to be about the ritual and the family traditions and spending time with each other, and all those things are great things, but sometimes we forget about the thankfulness even on a day set aside for it. And so it made me think about the rest of my life and how quick I am to go through a day or a week or a month without really stopping and pausing to focus on the things that God is doing around me. And when we miss the things that he's already done in our life and we forget to say thank you for them, you know, it influences the things that we're willing to ask him to do in the future. Because when we miss the fact that he maybe answered a prayer because we stopped to actually like think about and consider our lives for a moment because we're so busy on what's going on right in front of us, we forget to then pray those kinds of things going forward. Or we get so overwhelmed by the things that don't feel like they're working, we forget that there have been so many things that he's done for us in the past that have worked out in our lives. Or maybe our lives are close to what some of the people in the New Testament were experiencing, where everything is falling apart, and yet they were able to find something solid in Jesus and what he's done on the cross, to be able to say thankful. And it changed their perspective, and they were able to have hope in some of the most dire circumstances. And so today we're going to do a quick flyby on some of the things that the Bible says about thankfulness. They're all printed out here on this sheet for you. And then after we kind of read through those together and I give maybe a couple of sporadic thoughts in there, we're going to give you just 10 minutes on your own to spend a little bit of time with God to write out three things that you're thankful for. Right? And so there's another sheet there that's got those three boxes there. If you're an inside-the-box kind of person, that's for you. If you're an outside-the-box kind of person and you want to like write a list of 15 things or write a note of thanksgiving to God, like write a letter out or a prayer out to him, the back of that is a great spot to just go however you want to do it. If you want to write a picture, draw a picture of the things you're thankful for, you can do that. But we're going to give you like 10 minutes to do that. And then we're going to group up in groups of like 5, 6, 7, 8 or something like that and just share a little bit of what we're thankful for. And we're going to pray prayers of thanksgiving together. Because it's important that we're not just thankful on our own, but that we are a people who are marked by thankfulness. And so we're going to practice all those things together today. Because I think like 10 minutes of us talking about thankfulness, we can get the idea that it's important. But sometimes it's easy to hear and remember that something's important and then not go put it into practice. And so today, we want to put it into practice. And so let's start off with a couple of these verses. The first one, we're looking at James chapter 1, verse 17. They're going to be up on the screen too, I think, in case you'd rather look up than look down at the page there. 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." And so we can thank God for the good things in our life. You can know that the good meal that you had on Thursday, that's from God. That the clothing that your parents are able to provide from you, that you can thank him for that. Whether or not, maybe you have parents who aren't believers, that God has still provided for you through them. Whatever it is that is good in your life has been provided by God. That doesn't always mean that everything that we like is from him, right? Sometimes we like things or call things good that maybe aren't ultimately good, but the things that are truly good in our life, we know that all of that has come from God to us. And so that's just like a starting point to think about the kinds of things that we can be thankful for. We can be thankful for really huge cosmic things like Jesus coming and dying on the cross for us, and we can be thankful for little tiny things like, God, it was maybe the first really cold day in a while, and it was nice just to have a cozy afternoon inside wrapped up in a blanket. Like we can have all of the different types of good experiences that we have, and we can thank God for those. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith that you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. That one of the expectations is if we're a follower of Jesus, that thankfulness is core to our experience of being a follower of Jesus, right? Paul is describing what it looks like that you've received Christ as Lord. So continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in your faith and overflowing with thankfulness. When we miss out on thankfulness, we're missing out on one of the core things. We're not putting like a little minor thing off to the side. We're missing on one of the things that is supposed to be a regular thing for our benefit and our building up as followers of Jesus that ties us closer together with him. 1 Thessalonians 5 has this to say, starting in verse 16, "Rejoice always." Right, this written by Paul, by the way, who was shipwrecked multiple times, had different diseases that happened to him, was almost killed multiple occasions. Like his life is not one that of comfort and ease, where he can just be like, everything's fine, be happy all the time. Instead, he's writing to people with similar experiences to him, encouraging all of us, man, we have something to rejoice in always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Man, this is God's design for you. This is what God desires for you. This is his will for you, is that you would stop and that you would be thankful. And not just that you would do it out of a sense of duty and what you owe to him, but that we would be people whose hearts overflow with a sense that, man, we get to be thankful. Even sometimes in terrible circumstances, we have something to be thankful for in Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, 18, 19, and 20. Don't go get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. I would love to do a sidebar on what debauchery is, but you'll have to Google that later. We only have so much time. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, right? So when the Holy Spirit is present in our lives, it changes our attitude, it changes who we are. And so what's one of the expectations if we're people who are living under the Holy Spirit's power? Verse 20, always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That the Holy Spirit, a part of one of the things that he does is reminds us of how God has blessed us in Jesus and in our life and inspires us to be thankful. Psalm 118, 24, we've got it in the ESV there because I like the way it flowed a little bit better. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sometimes just because the sun rose again, we have a reason to be thankful. 1 Chronicles 16, 34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. 2 Corinthians 9, 15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That man, in Jesus, we've been given something that if we took years and years and years to try to write down every way that we could describe it, there's something about what God has done for us in Jesus that we could never fully wrap it up in words. His indescribable gift that he's given us. And then Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so the expectation in the New Testament is that a life with Jesus would be one marked by thankfulness. And yet our lives are often so busy and we're running around and so focused on the things that are right in front of us that we forget that. But when we forget that, it's not a minor thing. It's not a little thing. We're forgetting one of the major aspects that leads to health and a changed perspective and a sense that God is with us. Like how often are we maybe missing some of the things he's doing around us because we haven't stopped to be thankful for what he's doing in our life. And so what we're going to do today is just stop and practice being thankful. You guys have that sheet with the boxes. You guys can use that as a tool. You can pull out, you could take a note on your phone if you want to. Although I would encourage you that this isn't the time to go sit in a corner and spend another 10 minutes on social media. You will never, at the end of your life, you'll never say like, man, I wish I just got 10 more minutes to scroll through Instagram. What one hidden gem did I miss that one time? This is 10 minutes for us to stop and just write down something that we're thankful for. Right. For some of us, man, maybe three things feels like a tiny amount. Like we're already thinking through this person, this situation, this thing God has done, and it feels like it's gonna, for some of us, maybe one thing feels a little overwhelming right now. Doesn't matter where you're at today. Doesn't matter what God has kind of brought you out of to be sitting here in this room right now. I just want us all, we're going to take the 10 minutes, we're going to stop. I'm going to just write a couple things that we're thankful for, ways that God has blessed us, whether they feel small to us or feel massive, whether they're little or indescribable. You guys can take these verses, use them as inspiration, spend a little bit of time with them. If you have time still before I've like kind of called it and sent us to spend a little bit of time together, you can write on the back a little prayer out to God. But this is your time right now, 10 minutes, unplanned, unscheduled. You didn't have to like plan it. You didn't have to make room for it. This is 10 minutes given to you. Spend a little bit of time to connect with God and to say thank you to him. And so go find a spot around the room. You guys can go behind the curtain there. You guys can go kind of in the back by those chairs. You can wherever in the room, it's up to you. And then in about 10 minutes, I'll pull us into groups. All right, so we're going to pull the lights up so that you guys can see where other people are. And we're going to have you guys group up in groups of about five-ish. No smaller than three. So don't, you know, go sit off by yourself and be like, I am my own group. No smaller than three people. Don't go bigger than seven. Otherwise, everyone won't have time. What you're going to do is you're going to group up in a group of about five. And everyone go around and share something that you're thankful for. It doesn't have to be your whole list. It doesn't have to be everything that came to mind. One thing that you're thankful for. And then spend a little bit of time as a group just kind of going around in a circle and praying a prayer of thanks to God. It could be a prayer of thanks for what Jesus has done, for something going on in your life, for a way that he's blessed you, a prayer of thanks. You guys will have about 10 minutes to do that. And so if you have five people, that's like a minute each to share, a minute each to pray. Be careful. Time will run away quickly. And so find that group. Leaders, you guys can help make sure that people are able to find someone, and you can help kind of direct people. That'd be awesome. This group, I'm going to split you guys in half somehow. So split in half. You'll have 4 and 4. Great. Cool. 7 is great. 7 max. They were at 8. 1 over, you know? All right. Go for it. All right. We're going to transition now into a time of worship together. And so we're going to invite the band to be coming up. And as we do that, I want to encourage you guys to kind of continue in that spot of thankfulness, to let that be more than just a brief moment on one Saturday night. We want to be people who are regularly stopping and reminding ourselves of what it is that we have to be thankful for. Because that just has so much power to change the way that our emotions are reacting, the way we see our circumstances. It reminds us of God's presence with us. And so I really want to encourage you to let that become like a practice in your life of stopping. And maybe it's like as you go to sleep or as you begin your day or as a part of your commute or maybe your moment where you're walking to your first class for the day. Think of a spot maybe where you have maybe the roughest part of your day, and maybe that becomes a point where you're like, you know what? At that point in my day, I'm just going to stop and thank God for two or three things that are around me, even if they're small things or I've had to like really like try really hard to think of something to be thankful for. It really has a way of shifting our attitude and our perspective and grounding it in Jesus and what he's done instead of just grounding it in our emotions and what's going on around us. And so I want to encourage you that even tonight, like during our time of worship, we've got our prayer wall back there. Usually that's a spot for you to come and bring your prayer requests. And if you've got something you would love for us to be praying for, we would love to be lifting that up. But man, maybe you've just got something on your heart right now. You're like, man, I have this to be thankful for also. And that's a place too that we can put up those prayers of thanksgiving as well. We've got a couple of people in the back too who would love to pray for you if you got something going on. We would just love to be lifting up whatever it is that God's doing in your life, good and bad. We take all of that to Jesus and let him sift it out for us. Jesus, we thank you that you've given your life to us, that you were willing to sacrifice everything in order for us to be able to have a relationship with you. We thank you that through the good, the bad, and the terrible, that we have you to be able to go back to, that we know that you are stronger and are bigger than everything in our life. And that no matter how dark, that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, God. There's always you there. There's always our hope of being connected into your love forever. And so we ask, God, that you would remind us of that you would well up in our hearts moments of thankfulness, that we'd be able to experience, God, just the power, the shift that can have in our life to be able to stop and to be thankful for the things that we have, that the good things that have come from you to us. We ask that right now, Lord, that you would just be present with us and that we would be able to enter into that just even collectively during this time of worship. Amen.